What I can tell you is one in three women worldwide have experienced physical and or sexual violence, mostly an intimate partner. What I can tell you is 38% of all murders are due to violence against women worldwide. And also that WHO is working with healthcare workers to provide them with the training, the knowledge, the skills that are required to recognize signs of violence against women and girls, and to be able to provide the healthcare support and advice that these women are entitled to get.
You also say that there are laws in 130 countries, but they're not always followed through, and health workers are obliged to produce reports on violence against women, but they're not pursued.
This is exactly the situation. What I can tell you is a doctor, a nurse, a midwife is very often the first point of entry for a woman who is experiencing violence. It's very important for a healthcare worker to recognize the signs of violence, because they will come to complain about something else, but in fact the main problem is that she is experiencing a kind of violence, could be physical or sexual. It's true that 130 countries have laws against some kinds of violence, rape or sexual assault, but many other countries lack this kind of laws. Many health workers also are producing reports when they see a woman who is experiencing violence, but this report will die off. They will not go higher up.
So you're saying there isn't enough help and support and maybe investment too for these health workers?
What WHO is trying to do is to add in the curricula of medical students some courses about violence against women, how to recognize the signs, what to do, what are the questions that you need to ask a woman, how you should behave in front of a woman or a girl experiencing violence. So this is really lacking in the curricula of medical students and also medical nurse students or midwives.
Finally, violence against women and girls, is there a particular region, or is it a worldwide global phenomenon?
It's a worldwide global phenomenon. No country is free of violence against women. What is different is some countries are taking the right measures to prevent it or to protect women. Others are not putting it as a high priority in their agenda.
But and why really should they put it as a high priority? What is it about violence against women? Does it affect families? Does it affect communities?
It affects families. It affects communities. It also affects children. We shouldn't be missing the fact that many children who are seeing in their own family violence can in the future be themselves victims of violence or the perpetrators of violence against their wives or sisters or in the community. So it's very important to prevent violence by school education programs, by raising awareness of healthcare workers, by really putting in the agenda that it's not acceptable to exercise violence, any kind of violence against women and girls in any country. That is not acceptable.
Would you say there's any one country that's really leading the way, that really is interested and investing with a high-level interest from government?
I would say that Scandinavian countries in Europe are really leading by the example in all the laws that they are having to protect women. But many have laws that are not reinforced or put in practice. And all countries need to make progress really towards zero violence against women.